Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel, we are on Yud Beis Amud Beis. We'll start with the two dots as we continue in here. Perak HaKol Shochtin, with all the different details of Inyani Shchita. And Be'ez Hashem, on today's daf, we get to the second Mishnah in the Masechta as we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Bo'i Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Chiya Bar Abba quoted the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Katan Yeshlo Machshava, O Ein Lo Machshava. Does a katan have machshava or not? What exactly does this mean? Does a katan have machshava? We know from many gemaras and shas, a katan doesn't have das. A katan does not have the ability to make kinyanim on a daraisa level. Tosfos in a few places discusses about whether a katan could be kone if somebody else is pushing it into his rishus, das acheres makne. But either way, the Gemara asks here a specific question. Rabbi Yochanan asks, katan yesh lo machshava, does he have machshava or not? Rashi says this is talking about shchitas kadshim. Third wide line in Rashi. Kon b'shchitas kadshim, deboi kavana. We learned back on the first daf in Maseches Vachim that to shech the carbon, one eats kavana, l'shem the carbon. So, asks Rabbi Yochanan, could a katan do shchita for kadshim? Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Didn't we learn back in Zvachim that base stama lishma? So even if you can't have kavana, right? It should be stama. It should be neutral. So therefore, it should work anyway. V'im Tomer asked Tosfos, ha'hasa mashma de stama nami kasher. We should desvachim stama lishma kaimi. Ve'eno posel ha'shiyachavi shalol lishma. Isn't shalol lishma the posel? We discussed this chakira then. Is shalol lishma posel or is lishma a positive requirement? But stama lishma sounds like you don't need any positive requirement. It's just a problem of shalol lishma. Answers Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, no. A katan is worse than stama lishma. De stama de katan gara de ein lo das lahavin shehem kadshim, because a katan does not understand the concept of kadshim. V'savar shehem chulin, he thinks that it's chulin animals. Vavi like misasik v'pasul, and we treat it like misasik, which, as we'll see, b'shem on today's daf, one of the pshatim of misasik, just involved in an action, means you don't realize what you're doing. And that will be puzzle. Kidamrina Bizvachim, Bisof should be posel Berek Beishamai at the end of the fourth parak. L'sheim chulin, sheirel bishum chulim sula. But then Tosfos says, and what if the katan says, I know this is a karbon, and I know what I'm doing? Tosfos says, it doesn't matter. V'yafila omer akatan, yodeya ani sheim kachim, v'lishman ani miskavein, mi ba'ilanim kavanasa kavana. Even if he says, I know, we still don't know. We still don't know if that would be good enough. So that's the question Rabbi Yochanan asks. Katan, yesh lo machshava, ein lo machshava. Again, even if stama is lishma, we still don't know about a katan might be worse. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's question. So Amalei Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami asks, I don't understand why Rabbi Yochanan only asked the question about the machshava of a katan. V'tiboy lei maisa. Why doesn't he ask even about the maisa of a katan? Well, for example, what's the maisa of a katan? So Rashi alludes to what the Gemara is going to say soon. What if you have a katan kohen standing in the south side of the Azara? And then all of a sudden, he says, you know what? I'm going to move this carbon ola to the north side of the Azara, then he shechs it. So is that maisa significant? So says the Gemara, V'tiboy lei maisa. Rabbi Ami asks Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan also ask it about a maisa? Why? Maishna maisa delo kami boilei. Why didn't he ask it about a maisa ditnan? Because we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Kalim, yesh lahem maisa. We learned in Kalim that a katan has a maisa. Halachically, if he does a physical action, we will give it halachic significance. So machshava nami lo tiboile. So Yochanan shouldn't ask about machshava either. Ditnan ein lo machshava. In the same Mishnah that says a katan maisa is significant, the Mishnah says that a katan's machshava is not significant, ditznan, because the Mishnah says in the 17th parak in Maseches Kalim, ditznan, ha'alon v'harimon v'ha'egos. If there is a type of nut, a type of fruit that someone chiseled out the inside in order to use as a kli, to make as a toy. In the days of the Talmud, there were different types of toys. You know, heads of chickens, as in Psik Resha, you know, is one of the popular toys that the Gemara discusses. But here, so you take a Rimona pomegranate shell, the peel, the haegos, shechaka kamtinokos, lamud behenafar. A child chisels out the inside in order to use it to measure dirt. They want to use it to play with. Oshis kinum lakaf mosnayim, or to use it on a scale, temeyin, so those or makabel tuma. Rashi says to me here is makabel and tuma. Bipadeshi yeshla maisa. I was a katan that did this. A child chiseled out this nut. So, no, it still works. Bipadeshi yeshla maisa. Rashi on the bottom. Shema aseyen mochichin. These actions reflect Dilashem kli this kavnu. He had kavanas kli in mind. Vigamein omrim kain. And they say, I made this as a kli. I'm going to use this. Right. We know something that's not a kli is not makabel tuma. What's makabel tuma? A person is makabel tuma. A kli is makabel tuma. And food. Food and drink are makabel tuma. That's it. If something is not a person and not food and not a kli, it's not makabel tuma. So here the child made it into a kli. His kavana is maisa. So you see it works. So, morid de mosolotaras kli. So the Mishnah says that a katan's maisa has significance. V'eila ha machshava. And they don't have machshava, says the Mishnah. This is a different Mishnah. The Mishnah there, Rashi quotes, I mean, it's the same Mishnah, but the Mishnah there, Rashi quotes in Kalim Aperchafei Mishnah Tess that a adult's machshava would allow the create Kabbalah's Tuma, even though a child Machshav, this parallel case, would not. You know, let's say the child did not chisel it out. The child just wanted it to use it as is. That would not work. It's only a Gadol's Machshava would work by itself. So, asks Rabbi Ami, why is it that Rabbi Yochanan only asked, had a question about a Maisa and not about a Machshava? Both of them are Mefurish in the Mishnah. So why the Chilek? So answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, so Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba answers, Amar Lei Machshava Gredasa Lokami Ba'ilai. A plain Machshava, that's for sure fine. We know that. We know fine, that's what we know, he didn't ask it, because we know it's not significant. The Machshava of a child. Ki Kami Ba'ilai Machshavaso Nikeres Mitoch Maisav. The extremes of Machshava and Maisa, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan asked about, because that's Mefurish in the Mishnah. If a child does an action, and it's clear what he's doing, and he says what he's doing, well, that's for sure good. If a child only has thought, that's for sure no good. But the question is the middle type of case, where a 10-year-old, where a child doesn't act, that it could be that he has Kavana in this act for something significant, and it could be that he doesn't. So that's the question. Where his thought is nikar through the actions, right? Rashi, right across, second skinny line. Lefira osenenu. According to what we see, it appears that this child's action might be halachically significant. Aval ein onu yodin im asa maisa zeloshe machshavazu. We just don't know. We don't know whether this was done with this kavana in mind. Kagon, for example. Like Rashi, what Rashi said earlier. Dahavi kaima ola bedarom. There is a carbon ola in the south side of the Azara. Vasyu batzafon. And then the child, the Kohen, Katan Kohen, or maybe Yisrael also, because Yisrael could do Shchita, right? But could have Katan do Shchita. Separate issue. But Vasyu batzafon, vishachta. He brings it to the north, and then Shchita is done. But he didn't tell anybody why he's bringing it to the north. So my mida asye betzafon v'shachad yichavim le. Do we say, well, obviously he knows that this is a carbon ola that requires to be shechted in the north, and that's why the child brought it to the north, and therefore it's significant. Odilma makamu delo esrami le. Or do we say no? Maybe it was just too sunny and he wanted to move it to the north. Maybe he just wanted to find a nice place. So that was really Rabbi Yochanan's question. Could this machshava sheni keres mitoch maisav? Would that be good enough in our case? There are many other examples in halacha where we ask the question of, is a child's actions good enough or not? Right? Tosfos here discusses, quotes the Yerushalmi, this big Tosfos. On top, Tosfos goes to Yerushalmi and says, what about Hafrasha's Truma? The first Mishnah in Trumos says that a katan that is Toreim, ain't Hafrasha's and Hafrasha. So why not? Why wouldn't that be good enough? Why wouldn't, is that a question? That's for sure no good. You see a katan, take off some of the fruit, right? And then eat the rest. Why isn't that good enough? So says Tosfos, quoting the Rishalmi, well, Tosfos says, maybe Hafrasha's Truma has an ikker. Part of it is the Machshava. The first couple of skinny lines on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, V'nechshav lachem Trumaschem, quote according to the Rishalmi, Eshekaseh bo Machshava, ein maisa shalom ochiach ha-machshavaso. V'ein she'ein kaseh bo Machshava, maisa shalom ochiach ha-machshavaso. Pirish, says Tosfos, When it comes to Hafarshas Truma, Machshava plays an integral role. It's not just a Maisa, and the Machshava, you know, tells you what the Maisa is. Here, Machshava is Iker. Kivan de Iker Truma b'Machshava. V'katan ein lo Machshava. Lo mistavra shiyuchiyach ha-Maisa Machshava so. That might be different. That might be different. Sometimes, though, if it's just a Maisa that you need a result, let's say, and you're watching it, for sure it might be okay. Right? The post can talk about what about a katan doing tefilas kalim? Right, so if a katan does it by itself, he has no nemanis. But what if you're watching? What if you're watching and it went down? Right, what happens if somebody tripped and the kli flew into the mikvah and it's in the mikvah? So we pasken tefillah doesn't need kavana. Tefillah doesn't need kavana even if it falls in. Right, certain things don't need kavana. So therefore, if it's just a maisa that has to be achieved, so it could be that it would be okay by a katan, because there you don't even really need a halachic maisa. By the chiddush of this discussion might be that you need to bring the karban ola into the north. It can't just end up there. Right? That's what it sounds right here. The maisa was shafted in the north, but it sounds like no. There's a din of hava'a latzafon. You have to bring it into the tzafon, and if you don't, so then it wouldn't be effective. We're talking here about just actions of a katan, as we will continue. Rabbi Yochanan's question now is, machshavaso minikeres bitoch maisa. You know what, let's just continue and then we'll have another discussion. So the Gemara says now that we've explained Rabbi Yochanan's question, it's not about a pure machshava, it's not about a pure maisa, but it's about a case where the machshava is nikar mitoch maisa, but he didn't explain it fully. Says the Gemara, Hanami Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chada Zimna. We also know that. We also know that. That also can't be Rabbi Yochanan's question, because we also have learned that. This is not from a Mishnah in Kalim, but from a Mishnah in Machshirin. It's not. The Mishnah says in Maseches Machshirin. In the last parak in Machshirin, we know that Machshirin is all about Heksha L'Kabal Tumma. There's no Gemara Talmud Bavli on Machshirin, but you have to wait to the end of Machshirin, the last parak, to learn about the seven liquids that are Machshir L'Kabal Tumma, Yad Shachadam, the abbreviation. And we know there are two Yesodos that we have to learn from Masechet Machshirin in order for something to be Mekabel Tumma. Number one, for the fruit or the vegetable to become wet with one of the seven liquids. That's requirement number one. But that's in the end of Maseches Machshirin. But in the beginning of Maseches Machshirin, the first Mishnah tells us that in order for something to become Hoksha L'Kabal Tumma, it's not only wet, but it has to be, the owner has to be happy that it became wet. Let me just get the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Machshirin, in the first parak, Kol Mashcha Shetchilaso Beratzon, Afal pi shein sofa baratzon. O sofa baratzon. Afal pi shein tchilasa baratzon. Harize b'chiyutan. Right? As long as there's some type of ratzon, so then it is good enough. Right? The Rambam says here in the first Mishnah in Machshirin, Karbiyano karma pa'amim. I've already explained many times. She'ein shum davar mikala ochlin mistamei ela la'achar bililaso be'echa mishve mashkin. Only after it gets wet, with one of the seven liquids. V'yesh l'kach shnei tznoim. And there are two conditions for this. Not just seven liquids. Ha'echad sh'yibalel l'achar akiraso min hakarka. Number one, it has to be detached. Every fruit or a vegetable becomes wet while it's growing. Right, it rains. The dew goes on it. So while it's growing, obviously, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, it's a wet. So number one, it has to become wet after it is detached. V'hasheni sh'yibalel b'ratzon. Lo shibalel shalob ratzon. It has to be the ratzon of the balabayas. Vim nivalu shalob kavana v'ratza bekach. What if it was shalob kavana? It became wet. But then he says, you know, I'm happy about it. Nichalei nasu mukshar latuma. You can have the ratzon after it becomes wet, while it's still wet. It doesn't have to be that it has. You have to express the ratzon beforehand. Bekach amru, and that's the chazal from Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Nun Tes, and other places. Yutan dumya de yitain, ma yitain l'ritzono, af yutan l'ritzono. Aval shetehebi b'lasa lachar ki ratzon be'echladu. You don't need a limut to tell me that it has to become wet after it's detached, says the Rambam. Why? Because that's obvious. It's impossible. It doesn't become wet while it is while it is growing. V'kasha nivalu ha'ochlin kefishes nenu nikra'in mukhsharin. And once they become wet with ratzon, they are now called mukhshar. Mukhshar l'kabal tuma. Klomar. Shehem. What does mukhshar mean in this context, says the Rambam? Shehem mi'utadim u'mizumanim l'tuma. Mukhshar means ready. Ready for it, and now it's possible. Meutad umuzuman va'mashke shebolel osan nikra machshir, and the liquid that makes them into mukshar is called a machshir. Umechanem od b'mishne in yezek lomer shemashke zek for hichshir says Ram v'chulu. That's the Rambam's yisod. The Rambam's the longest pirush of Mishnayos. The longest seder Mishnayos is Taurus, but the longest pirush of Mishnayos is also the Taurus. They say the Rambam loved Seder Taurus, right? He has a long Hakdama introducing Seder Taurus. We have the most kisveyad about the pirush of Mishnayos on Seder Taurus, because that's what he spent a lot of time on. So, as an introduction to the next Mishnah that we have in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we also know Rabbi Yochanan knows this from the Mishnah in Machshirin. The concept of machshavas on ikeres mitoch ma'isav. That also can't be yizibaya. Dithan, as the Mishnah says in the sixth parak of Machshirin, Hamala pirosav lagad mebnei kinima. There's bugs crawling around on the floor. So I bring up my fruit to the roof in order to so the bugs don't get it. The yorad alam tal, but while it was on the roof, the dew went on it. So is that mukshar? Eina mechiyuta? No, it's not, because I didn't bring it up for that reason. I just brought it up there to be able to protect it from the bugs. The imniskaven, but if I had kavana that it should get wet, and again Rashi says, "Bein b'shas ha'alah bein la'achar mikan kodem she'inagiv hatal me'alehen." Whether I had kavana beforehand or even afterwards, as long as it's still wet, b'kach v'imniskaven l'kach harehem b'chiyutan. Right, so as long as the owner had kavana, then it's b'chiyutan. He'elum cherishot v'katan. What about if a child brought it up? What about if somebody who's labadei das, a cheresh v'katan, brought up the fruit? Even though he had kavana, Rashi and the Shidduch Kabbat says here say, in order to make this understandable, la'achar she'arad atal aleihen, not beforehand, because then that would be a maisa. We're trying to figure out the case of machshava nikeres mitoch maisav. I mean, the case where it's not 100%. He didn't declare before in what he's doing. But if a child does something, and we don't know exactly at the moment what his machshava is, that's the case here. What if a child brought it up at the time? We don't know why he's bringing it up. To protect from the bugs or to get it wet. So even though he had kavana afterwards, einan b'chiyutan, right? That is not called ratzod. Why? Because they could have an action if it's clear from the action and they've explained it, but they don't have the power to have a machshava. And what is this about? This is a machshava, even if it's nikar b'dog ma'isa. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan adds on to that Mishnah. But this is only if he didn't do any action. He didn't turn over the fruits so the other side can get wet after it gets wet. But after, if one side gets wet with the dew, and now he turns it over, which clearly is saying and showing that he wants the other side to get wet, that would be b'chiyuta, because that is a clear maisa, right? So that's what Rashi says here. Aval hifech b'hen de maisa mochichin. Aval b'shalo pirish machshavaso hoven nikar shedaitu b'kach. But if he showed through this action, it's nikar harehem b'chiyutan, right? If he said it, there's no chiddush, right? So doesn't this prove that machshavaso nikaris b'dog maisa would be good? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't be asking that question either. Answers the Gemara, you're right. We know from that statement of Rabbi Yochanan about the Mishnah that it works, but his shaila is de oraisa o de rabbanon. His question is whether that's a din de oraisa or a din de rabbanon that it works. Right? If it's a de rabbanon, it's much different. Lomai nafkamina de oraisa de rabbanon. There are many nafkaminas. Rashi says dafka here. There's a nafkamina lekula or lechumra. If it's a din de oraisa, then it's bein lekula bein lechumra. That even if it's lekula, meaning the case that we're talking about, if the child brings the carbon ola to the north side of the azara, so is that going to be good enough to be called haval etzafon? That's a kula. We would allow the carbon to be kosher. So says Rashi, if it's a dinda oraisa, we'd be mako v'samchina l'afil l'kula. If it's a dinda rabbanon, maybe the rabbanon are just being machmir, that we have to treat this as a maisa in a case of chumra, but maybe by a case of kula, we wouldn't. Right, Rashi says, Shalomr Chachamim Divrem Lahakel be Divre Torah, Didibsu Okrin, El Lahachmir Velasosyag. The Rabbanan are just making their dinim, Lahachmir Divre Torah, not to be Mekel. So that's the question, that's the version of the Gemara, version number one. We'll have another similar version in a few moments. But that is number one. I think we mentioned in the recently, I don't remember when, but the Taz, where the Rashi has the Lashon here, that the Chamim are Lahakel mi Divrei Torah, generally not, but Lahachmir, they're Mekel sometimes for Eis Lasos Lashem, or a Harash Shah, but we know they can't be Machmir, right? Rashi says they're generally Machmir on the Torah. They can't be Machmir, the Taz says, on a Halacha that the Torah is Beferish Mekel on. If the Torah says something is mutter, the Rabbanan don't have the authority, says the Taz, in two places, to say it is usser. That's the Taz's suggestion in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Remember the Taz's question. The Taz asks there in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we know there's an issur Rabbanan of playing musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif, Shemi Yisach and Kleshir. So ask the Taz the question that you know that there's an answer to. Ask the Taz, so why did the Rabbanan say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? You can't blow shofar on Shabbos. You can't blow shofar on Sukkos. On Yatif, why? Because it's Shem Yisak and Kleshir, right? Or even on Rosh Hashanah, right? You might go to try to get a bucky to teach you. So, but one second, why don't we say that even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you shouldn't be able to blow shofar? Shem Yav Gzeir, Shem Yav Yerano Dalar Abbas Mishas Arabim, right? Or Shem Yisak, I'm sorry, not Devil Abbas, Shem Yisak and Kleshir. Just like other musical instruments are on Shabbos and Yatif, so too on Rosh Hashanah plain, says the Taz, the Rabbanah can't do that. Because the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rabbanah can't say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. They can say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Because then next year, you're going to be blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But the Rabbanah don't have the power to totally knock out a mitzvah that's beferish lehetter in the Torah. And his other example given is Bris Milah. Bris Milah, meaning what? Bris Milah, we know, when Bris Milah, day 8 falls out on Shabbos, then we do the Bris Milah even on Shabbos. A Bris Milah Bizbana was Doka Shabbos. Ask Tosfos already, Maseches Megillah. Ask Tosfos, why don't we say, you shouldn't be able to do Bris Milah, Shema, Yavir, Hasakin. You might come to carry the knife. Right, if we're worried about, you know, about carrying the shofar and carrying the lulav, maybe you might come to carry the knife. So Tosfos gives many different answers to that question. Bris Milah special, it has 13 times, it says the word Bris in the Torah, or maybe only experts are involved in Bris Milah, right? Who's carrying the knife? Right? Only a Moel. We're not talking about everybody. So only a Moel, so we don't assume that we have to be worried about the Moel. But the Taz says, no, a different answer. The Taz says there's an extra pasuk in the Torah. Uvayom ha-shmini yimo basar alaso, parashat tazria, and we darshan b'yom ha-filu b'shabbos. It's as if the Torah says b'feirish, to Bris Milah on Shabbos. So the Rabbanan can't knock out Bris Milah on Shabbos forever. And therefore, it has to be mutter. The Rabbanan doesn't have the authority to make it usser. So that's the same idea that Taz says in general in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. He also says it in Yoredeya as well. But that's the, even though Rashi here says the Rabbanan generally machmer, they can't be machmer according to the Taz on Davar Shebefer Shalhat. The Minchas Chedek quotes this Taz 10 different times and discusses it, rise for, rise against. But either way, that's the Taz. The other point to mention, no, let's do the second version first, and then we'll talk more about Katan. The Gemara now says, right in the middle of the Amud, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak has a different version of the previous discussion. Similar, but different. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, remember we started off with Rav Chiya bar Abba quoting a question from Rav Yochanan. But the first version was, Rav Yochanan asked about Machshava, and Rav Yami says, hey, why didn't he ask about Maisa? So now we have the opposite. Boy, Rav Yochanan, Katan Yishlo Maisa o Einlo Maisa. Could a katan's physical action have halakha significance? Amar le Rabbi Yami, v'tibay le machshava. Why didn't he ask about machshava? They're both mefurish in the Mishnah in Kalim. Maishna machshava delo kami boyle. Why didn't he ask about machshava? Titznan ein lahem machshava, because the Mishnah in Kalim says beferish that plain machshava won't work. What, remember what's the case? If the katan takes a nut and he thinks, I'm going to use this as a toy, this shell of a nut. He doesn't do anything to the nutshell. He just thinks, I'm going to use it as a toy. That does not give it status of a kli. Machshava plane is not good enough. So maisa nami lo tiboile. So why does he ask about maisa? That's not yeshla maisa. But the Mishnah says, Beferus, that if he did chisel it out and do a maisa, it would work. So Gemara skez, hafi gami boile. If it skips to the last line, taraiso derabanan. His shaila is, d'oraisa or drabanan. There is halacha significance to the action, but on what level? Upashet, then he answers, yesh lehen maisa afilu midaraisa. Right, and the answer is, does he have a maisa even on a daraisa level? He does have a maisa even on a daraisa level that has halach significance for Kabbalah's Tumah. And his machshava is not significant, even Durabana, we won't give his plain machshava significance in order for it to be Makabal Tumah. And the shayla that he asked was the middle one, machshavaso. Machshavaso nikeres mitoch maisav midaraisa einlo midrabanan yeshlo. That was the shiloh where he does an action, but we think that maybe this is what he means, but we don't know for sure. He didn't say. So that's the case where the rabbana gave significance to his action, but midaraisa, it is not significant. Period. And the Meiri sums up this discussion. Meiri says, it's my what if I brought it? Anyway, the Miri sums up the discussion of the three different categories of Maisa, Machshava, and the middle Maisa, Machshavaso Nikeres Mitoch Maisa. A couple of points here. What about, the Gemara here is talking about the halach significance of an action of a katan. So what about a Maisa Aveira of a katan? What status does that have? A child sins. So the Lamayin Achmina, what, he has to do tshuva? What happens if a child damages something when he's a katan? Does he have to pay for it when he's a gadol? Meaning if a child does an action when he is a katan, we know he's not punished. So is that, and this is a question we asked in a few places, is that a pater onshin, or it's even a hafkas maisa avera? He did something wrong, but he doesn't have to pay for it. Or is it that he didn't even do anything wrong? Because he's a katan, he's a la bardas. Right, we asked that question by, we're about to talk about it, we're about misasek. Ones. Shogeg l'chor is a maisa avera, right? Because you bring a carbon for it. But ones, you have the same question. Maisa avera with a pter onshin, or is it not even a maisa avera? So what about a katan? So many different sources, just to quote two. The Gemara in Baba Kama, or Baba Kama, daf tzadi ches. The Gemara there says, tzadi ches am a base. A discussion of Rafram, right? What's the sugya of Garmi? Sugya of Garmi. So what the Gemara quotes a story. Havi uvda, there was a story. The Kafye Rafram L'Rav Ashi. Rafram forced Rav Ashi, Rashi, Shesaraf Shtar Chavero B'Yalduso. Rav Ashi had burned, right, even Ravina and Rav Ashi, the great Rav Ashi, the editor of the Gemara, he had been mazik, according to this story. Right, been mazik his friend Shtar when he was a child. And Rafram forced him when he got older to pay for it. Va'agvi me kikshur l'tzalma. Va'agvi me guvayna, Rashi says, ma'al yakom ha'shakasa b'shtar, kikshur l'tzalma. So it's brought there for garmi purposes, because garmi is sarif shorosav shal chavero. Kikshur l'tzalma, piraon gamur min ha'idis. Kikorazu, Rashi quotes, again, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, and the way the Agos HaShri understands the Gemara, is that a child has to pay when he gets older, meaning there is a ma'is avira. And the Ramah quotes that in Hilcha Shabbos. The Ramah in Hilcha Shabbos, Shin Mem Gimel. In Arachayim, v'katan shehikes aviv o avar shar averos v'katnuso afalpi she'ein tzorach tshuva kisheyigdal. Even though technically you don't really need tshuva, you didn't do a maisa avera that you're going to be held culpable for. Mikal makom tovlo shekabel alatzvo ezadaver l'tshuva ulekapara afalpi she'avar kodem shenasa bar onshin. So you don't really need tshuva, but it's a good idea. It's a good idea to do some type of tshuva, except something to do with tshuva ulechapara. That is the Ramah. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, katan sheganav o shehizik, a child that steals or that is mazik. Roi lebezin la'akosa shaliyagoba. Bezin should make sure he doesn't become accustomed to doing this. V'chein chabala ubiish v'chodram shebeinadam l'chavero. Bezin mitzuvan lafrisha shaliyera takala yado. Aval ein tzorach l'shalim im ha'in ha'gneva ba'en. V'kol zeh midina. Aval lefnim ishur es ha'din. Bein shechava ha'po b'gufa. O she'izik lebe mamona tzorach l'shalim lo. Taz chay adam. Grah. The Grah quotes are Gemara. But this is the a little issue. The Gemara Sanhedrin also discusses the Maisa Aveira of a Katan. The Gemara there talks about if a Katan or a Tana is involved in an Arayas act. Right? So what the Gemara calls Takala or Kalon? Is there Kalon? Is there embarrassment? Is there Takala? Is it called an Aveira for the other person? Right? So again, having to do with the Maisa Aveira of a Katan. There's a fascinating discussion of So we know we're talking about a katan here, a katan less than 12 for a girl, less than 13 for a boy. What about a non-Jew? What about a goy? Are there the same rules and regulations for a non-Jew? So this is the chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes this in a few places in his shuvas. One is in Yeridea, Kuf Pei Dalid. Chassam Sofer says 12 and 13 are part of the shiurin halach lamosh misinai that we learn, and therefore all shiurim are only for Jews, not for non-Jews. And therefore, there's no concept of a patur for a non-Jew less than the age. And therefore, Chassam Sofer has a chiddush gadol right when he's born. There's a chiv right away. It's a chiv right away. There's no, the shiurim are just for Klal Yisrael, part of the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's Chassam Sofer. Many achronim wonder about that after the Chassam Sofer. A three-year-old child is a labardas. What even for a, what is a chiddush, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, 13, 12. The chiddush gadol, the Chalkas Yoav, writes, quotes Chassam Sofer and says, no, it goes by the same shiurim. Meaning what? The Chalkas Yoav also knows that shiurim are halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So either you have to say, this year's not. There are different approaches for the 12 and 13 age. Different sources for it. So maybe it's not part of Shiurin. It's based on a different drasha that might apply to Goyim. Or one might say that even if this is part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but this one is based on Svara also. This one maybe is a reflection. It's a siman, not just a siba. It's a siman that there's das at this age. And if there's a siman, then maybe it would even apply to non-Jews, right? The das of a child is at 12 and 13, it's more of a biological reality that the Torah recognizes. The Menachas Chinuch had more of like a middle approach, right? Not like the Chalkas Yoav that a Jew is exactly like a non-Jew in this regard, and not like Chassam Sofer that it starts bi'aldusa, but the Menachas Chinuch in Kuf Tzadi, the second volume, in Kuf Tzadi, the Menachas Chinuch quotes that maybe it goes by kol katan v'katan, right? Maybe the question is, which katan has das and which katan doesn't have das, right? The question is how precocious is each of the ketanim. This is Kuf Tzadi Os Ches. Nira Lofiyani is Daiti. The Ezra Hashem is Barak Borer. So he writes that as an introduction. To Od Yishchil Gadol Beinian Arayas Bein Yisrael Ben Noach. He writes this in the one of the Yisrim of the Arayas, the Vajzach Remos. And he quotes the Chubas Arash. The Ben Shloshes Rei Nasa Bar Mitzvah, the Dogat Beshev Estrei, Vajon Vechulu Vechulu, all of those are Bechal Shirim Halach Moshe B'Sidai. So that's what the Rush writes in the Tshuva in Klal Tezayin, as the Chassam Sofer said. B'Yim Kain, he says, K'moshe Mavur Barambam Dal Eivir Menachai Chai Ben Noach B'Kol Shuv V'Chein B'Gezel, just like Shi'ur and like Kezayis don't apply to non-Jews, that Shirim Lo B'Yisrael Nemru V'Lo B'Nei Noach, Im Kain Ka'anami, Im Katan Ben Noach Ba'al Imo O Al Shar Arayos, V'Yapachos V'Ben Teisha O Shub Chusa V'Bas Gimel, V'Kol Makom Neheragin, Im Echan Me'am Gadol, V'Lav Davka Gadol Ben Shlosh Esrei, D'Gam Zeh Alach Moshe B'Sinai, V'Lo Shayach B'Ben Noach Rak Im Hu Bardas. He doesn't say 2 years old, but he goes by Bardas. If he knows what he's doing, Badam Avur Barambam, the Katan Sha'avar Alecha Minah Mitzvos Shelo Eino Neherag Ein Kavanaso Katan Kodem Shloshes Reishana Vava Cyrus. When the Rambam says Katan Chiddush, it means Katan in Das. Rakim U Katan Lefi Omdin Daito She'ein Lo Das Al Kain Ein Onshin Ulefi Zeh Afilu Katan Pachos Vimenteisho Balagdola. If a Katan Ein Bo Das Vikomakom He Nereges Lo Kamo Yisrael the Balagdenteisho Ein Biyaso Biyaklal Vichulu. That is a Chiddush Gadol. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that's his suggestion in Kuf Tzadik. So there are three different days, the Chassam Sofer, and the Chalkas Yoav, and the Minchas Chinuch about the action of a Maisa Veira of a Katan non-Jew. But again, that's the second step to a general. Maisa Veira of a Katan was our discussion, and here, just the halachic status of a child's action. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Boy Mine Shmuel Merefuna. Last section. So we had this, the last daf of Menachos. We just had this 2 weeks ago. Right, the last daf of Menachos quoted this line as well. Minai, so we had it once in Zvachim, daf Mem Zayin, I think. Once in Menachos, daf Kuf Yud, and now in Chulin, daf Yud Gimel. I don't think it comes up in Bechoris. So, not going to be 4 in a row, but at least 3 in a row. Boy Minai, Shmuel Mirav Huna. Minai, L'Misasek, B'Kachim, Shu Pasol. Once we're talking about Kavana, how do we know Misasek by Kachim is Pasol? Misasek, what's Misasek? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Misasek, Rashi says, you're throwing a knife against the wall. And you happen to do Shechita. Pretty amazing. So that's Misasek B'Kachim. You don't have Kavana to do the act of Shechita. That's what misasig means. You're involved in something. Tosfos says that would be a problem even by chulin. That's not a specific problem by kachim. It says here misasig, but kachim is possible. So Tosfos and the Rashba and most others say no. You had kavana to do a cutting, but you didn't have kavana to cut the simanim, or the language of the Rashba here. You didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah of shechita that Hashem commanded you to do. That's what you need by kachim. So either way, machlokas Rashi Tosfos about misasig. It's possible shneamar v'shachat es ben bakar shete shchita l'shem ben bakar. Shchita should be the shame, the animal, the act of shchita. So maybe Rashi gets it from that lashon ben bakar. Doesn't sound like a kachim line. Amar lo zubi adenuhi. So Rav Huna answers. I'm sorry. That's what Rav Huna answered Shmuel, and Shmuel says, that I knew. Zubi adenuhi, la'aki minayin. How do I know it's li'ikuva? Not just adin l'chadchila. Amar leiler, tzonchem tizbachuhu, l'daitachem zavuchu. To your ratzon, with your das, you have to shecht it properly. Good. Tosfos here discusses who's older, Rav Huna or Shmuel. Different stories in the Gemara. Who's asking who questions? Who's the Rebbe? Who's the Talmud? And Tosfos ends up saying that two Rav Hunas. Tosfos says at the end of Bo Eminei, V'yishlomar Trei Rav Huna Havei. Two Rav Hunas, right? One older than Shmuel and one younger than Shmuel. Good. Okay, there's a lot by Misasek. The Achiezer and Chela Gimel Simon and Beis discusses this little Shakla Vitaria, but we have to continue. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, second Mishnah in Chulin. Shchitas Ovid Kochavim Nevelo Mama B'masa. The Shchita of an Anju. Right, the first Mishnah discussed the Shchita of a Cheresh Shota V'Katan. Right, that was the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah, what about the Shchita of an Anju? No good. Shchitas Akum is Nevela. Nevela means it's as if it didn't have Shchita. Right, Nevela is an animal that died without Shchita. So even though he did a physical Nevela, a physical Shchita, you watched him do it. Even Gada Omed Agabav, even if I watch the guy exactly do a perfect Shchita, it has the status of Nevela in terms of not being able to be eaten. Umetame B'masa. And not only does it have the Israchil of Nevela, it has the Tumas Masa of Nevela. Where we know Trefa, an animal that was shechted but has some other problem, is also to eat, but it's not Metame. It's not one of the Avos Atuma. Here it's Mamash Nevela. Nevela Umetame B'masa. What's the reason that Shchitas Akum is excluded? So the Rush quotes the Machlokes Rishonim. The Rush quotes 2 days, quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam Shchita Dalad Yud Aleph, and the Bali Atosis, 2 days. I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam's Svara is, they each quote a different pasuk. Why is an Akum excluded? Nachri Shashachat, says the Rambam, Afa bi Shashachat b'fnei Yisrael b'sakin yafeh, v'afilu ayakatan shchitaso nevela, v'loke alachilasa min haTorah. Wow, right, even though he did a perfect shchita, and this is daraisa to eat it. Because the pasuk says, v'karalacha v'yachalta mizivcho. Maybe he will call you, the guy, and you'll eat from his zevach. And the Torah is worried about that. So it's mashma that his zevach is no good. Me'achar shehizir shemayocha mizivcho atalamei shezivcho aser. He's not like a Jew who doesn't know Hilchah Shechita, who might have gotten it, right, hit the jackpot and did a proper Shechita once. No, even if a guy does a perfect Shechita, it's no good. It's no good. Even if he's not an Obed Avodah Zarah, even if he's not an Obed Avodah Zarah. Shechitaso Nevela. The Kesef Mishnah is a little nervous, and not nervous, just not sure. What does the Rama mean? One, he says, Shechita the Velo, you get Malkus V'chul, based on the Pasuk. And then the next halacha, V'geder Gadol Gidru Badavar. So, sounds like that's, what's that, Drabanan? So the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe the first halacha is about an Obed Avodah Zarah. That's what's Daraisa. And a non-Obed Avodah Zarah is also Drabanan. That's his suggestion. But again, it's a difficult Rama. The Rush, though, quotes the other Svara also. Not just based on V'kar Lachal V'yachalta Mizivcho, but what's the other Svara the Rush gives, quoting from the Re, here in Os Hey. V'zavachta v'achalta, oso shehu bar zvicha achol mizivcho. Anachri is a lot bar zvicha. He's not included in the parsha of shchita. So if he's not included in the parsha of shchita, then he can't do shchita. Right? He's not a mechuyah b'davar. He's not included. That is the makar ha'iser. So machlokes, the taz in hilchah shchita, simin beis, discusses an afkamina between the different days. That's the machlokes one should be aware of, re and the rabba. Period. Says the Gemara, Nevela in Yisrael Nalo. So Nevela, it is called a Nevela, but it's not Aser Bahana. That's what we're going to die from the Mishnah. Aser Bahana, it's not an Aser Bahana. So Matana, who is this? Who could we be make alike? Amar B'chiyah B'Rabbi Abba, Amar B'Yochanan, Deluk, Rabbi Eliezer. This is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Dear Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Eliezer says later on, Stam Machshev is Ovdei Kochavim, Lavodis Kochavim. If a guy shechs, we have to assume it's Oved Avodah Zarah. And if it's Oved Avodah Zarah, then it's Aser Bahana. So our Mishnah only says Nevela, not Aser Bahana. It sounds like it's against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Ami Amar Hachiktani. Rabbi Ami says Hachiktani. Rashi says, even though Hachiktani usually means arguing on what was previously said, here it's not. No, Hachiktani, this is just a separate statement. Shchitas Oved Kachavim Nevela. The Shchita of a guy is a Nevela. Hadamin, but if it's a min is a special type of heretic who is aduk, connected, devoted to Avodah Zarah, La'avodes Kochavim. Stamagoy is a Nevela, but a min, that's Avodes Kochavim, and Rashi points out whether it's a Jewish min or a non-Jewish min. Tanin al-Hadatar Darbaran, and that proves the following brisa. Connects to this. Shchitas min La'avodes Kochavim, but the shchita of a min for Avodah Zarah, pito paskusi, his bread is like pasakum, yeno yai nesach. Svarav, even if he writes kisvi akodesh, sifri kosman, it's like a kosem, right? One of the, Rashi says, one of the, of the Avodah Zarah, the Baal wrote it. Peros of tfalim, his fruit are tevel, which means that this price is talking about a Jewish min, right? If his peros are tevel. We don't trust that trumas and maizus were taken off. The yesh omrim, and some say, af banav mamzerin. Even his children are mamzerin, right? Because he doesn't care about what his wife does, right? V'tanakama, the Tanakama does not say that last line, ishtalo mafkir. Okay, so that's what the second statement of Rabbi Ami is saying. By a regular Oved Avodah Zarah, it's an Avela, but by a min, it is even worse. It would even be Aser Bahana. So let's talk about that. So Amar Mar says the Gemara, Shchitas Oved Kochavim Avela, v'nechus shema minhu. Shchitas Akum is an Avela, but one sec, maybe he's a min. We just said there's a chilek between a regular Oved Kochavim and a min. Maybe he's a min. You don't know about this guy. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, ein minim be'umos Oved Kochavim. There are no minim be'umos Oved Kochavim. Rashi, klomar, ein toras min al min Oved Kochavim. It's a halachic statement, right? Meaning that a min of an Oved Kochavim, no, it's not halachically called a min. Says the Gemara Vakar Chazina De'ika. But we see that there are. Actually, you know what? I read that Rashi is on the, in two lines from now. That's on two lines from now. First, we're thinking about that it's, literally. There are no minim amongst the Goyim. Says the Gemara of Akach Chachazina Te'ika. We see that there are. Ema ein rov of the Kachavim minim. But it's only a miyut. It's only a miyut. If it's only a miyut, that's why we don't have to be worried about the miyut in this case. Savar la, and he must hold, Kihada, Amar of Kibar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he must hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Who holds? Nachrim sheba chutzla aretz lav ovdi avodes kochavim hein, elaminag avoseim biyadehem. The Nachrim, the non-Jews and chutzla aretz aren't really idolaters. They're minag avoseim biyadehem, what we might call tino shenishba for Goyim. They're not, they don't really believe in their idols. They don't really know what they're doing. That's why they really think they know. Most non-Jews out there, when they go to church, when they go to this, they know what they're thinking. Nah, me not gonna be a dayim. And that's why Tosa says, if the non-Jews and chutz la'aretz aren't real, so the ones in Eretz Yisrael too, enam adukin kol kach, shiyu ma'aseihem l'shem avodes kochavim. So that is version one of the Gemara. Rabbi Ravua says, that there aren't any minim. That's why you don't have to worry about that there is a min. And Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yomi, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef says a halachic statement, not just a reality statement. Ein minim b'umos avdei kochavim. Right, that's the Rashi that I read before. Right, there's no status of min amongst avdei kochavim. Lamai. So regarding what is he saying this? Meaning, even if you have a min guy, he doesn't have the status of a min. So, ilema l'shchita. Are we saying it regarding shchita? That the shchita of a min. So, hashta shchitas min di Yisrael amar tasira. Tovik achavim iboy. But it's not going to be more makel than the min of a Jew. So, that can't be what Rav Nachman is talking about. So, ela l'moridin. Does it have the status? Maybe he's talking about the halacha moridin. Of not saving a person's life. And even Rashi quotes Moridin Babar, certain types of people who are destroying society could even push him into a bar. Again, none of these halachas apply b'zman hazeh. Moridin, so regarding that halacha, so hasha the Yisrael Moridin, dov de kohavim iboy, again, of a Yisrael you're Morid, of course of a guy, he wouldn't be better than the Jew. Amar avuk v'barchama, l'kabel mehen karbon, that's what it means, to accept a karbon. a min of a Jew, you don't accept a karban. But a min of a goy, you do. Titanya, mikem belo kolchem, lahotiyas amumar. A mumar Jew cannot give a karban. If you don't believe in it, we're not accepting a karban from you. Mikem, bachem chalakti velobo v'dikachavim. Within goyim, there's no chilek. The chilek between a min and a non-min, a mumar and a non-mumar, is only within Jews. By non-Jews, you can even accept a karban from a min. Says the Gemara, okay, there's no distinction, but maybe it's the other way. Mi mai, dil mahachi kamar, mi yisrael mat mitzadike kabel, mi rishi lo te kabel, avabov de gachavim klava klalo. Maybe a goy you can't accept at all. You're right, there's no distinction. But maybe there's no distinction, and you can't accept any karbanas from them. So where it says, lo sakadaita, that can't be, it's a befeirish pasuk. Titania ish, matam alamar ish, larabos, hov de gachavim, shenodrim nedarma nedavos ki yisrael. There's a pasuk that a non-Jews could give karbanas. We had a machlokas in the end of Zvachim, kuftezayin. Ola, also Shlamim, what they give, what Yisrael give. But either way, it's clear that the Goyim could give Karbanos. So when the Gemara says that there's no Chiluk amongst Goyim, it must be that they all can give. Good. Rashi here has a very interesting line. Rashi says here, even though we just quoted a Brisa, in Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So what is Rav Nachman adding if we just learned it in a Brisa? So he says, to say that Rav Yochanan didn't know it from a Brisa, that's okay. Because we assume Mishnayis are different than Brises. Rashi says here, V'yavagav de'behedya tana la bahamas nisa, lech lemifrach tanina. The Gemara is not going to ask tanina from a Brisa always. Mishum delav lekulei alma shamiya lumas nisa. Not everybody knew every Brisa. Amazing. Even one of the great Amoraim, even Rav Nachman, where you say, oh, he didn't know the Brisa. Avo b'midi tana b'masnisan, ki yarmar la'amora parech alei ma'ikamash v'lan tanina. Tanina, we could ask from a Mishnah. A Mishnah is stronger than a Brisa. Okay, we've spoken about that in the past. Vaita, umetami b'masa, the Mishnah said that in a nevela, if a goy shechs it, it's metami b'masa. Pshita, keep it in a nevela, metami b'masa. Again, it's pashit. Since it is a nevela is metami b'masa. Amarava, hachik tani. This is the diak. Zoom metami b'masa, v'yesh la'acherish, metami afilu ba'oel. This is metami b'masa, if a goy shechs it. But there's other types of items that have the status that is tame even ba'ohel. Ve'ezu zu tikrovis avodas kochavim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir says later on that tikrovis avodas zara is mitame bimasa. Mitame, usually we think avodas zara is just aser. No, he holds it's mitame. Ika da amre, or a different version. Amar Rabbi Hakitani, zu mitame bimasa. And there's another item that is just like this. So either way, different diyukim from the Mishnah. Titania or Yudim Mesera Omer, how do we know that Tikrovas of Odazara is Mitame Ba'ohel? Right, usually on a Daraisa level, what's Mitame Ba'ohel? Mace and Mitsora. So Avodazara Pashas is Drabana. Based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Shneamar vayitzamdu baal paor vayochlu mizivchei mesim. Right in the pasuk, you compare baal paor to a mace. Ma mace mitame ba'ol aftekrov asavodas kochavim mitame ba'ol. There is an important Rambam. Oh, we discussed this in the past. Just to mention it quickly, the Rambam writes when he quotes this in Hilchas to Avos Atumos. The Rambam says that shchitas akum is an avela and it's mitame b'masa. And then he quotes this. Even this is midrabanan. Mida Oraisa, he thinks that no, Shechitas Akim would be Nevela without Tumas Masa. Says the Rambam on himself, how could I have this? Vahlo, hi asura b'achilo din Torah. The Rambam says, what do you mean? But it's usur to eat the Oraisa. So how can you say that Tumas Masa from it is only Durabanan? The Rambam says, hey, well, look at Shrefa. Shrefa is usur to eat and is no Tumah. So to this. But here we're talking about Nevela. What's the Rambam's comparison to a Shrefa? This is one of Reb Chaim's rayas that there's a connection. Chatsim chaloshem iser of nevela and shreifa. The Rambam says they can be mitzarif to each other. The Rambam's lashon in Malchal Sasuras is hol v'hat shreifa tchilas nevela hi. Many different sources we don't have time to go into now that the connection between nevela and shreifa. Okay, just finishing up. Hashochet balayla v'chein hasumat shashachas shkidas okshera. If somebody shechs at night or a blind person who shechs, the shkidas kasher bidi eved. Hashoche di'eved in lechachila lo. It's only di'eved. If somebody shechs at night or somebody who's blind, v'ramini. But then we learn in the Tosefta la'olam shoftin bein bayom bein balayla bein barosh agag bein barosh asvina. You can shech by day or night. It sounds like a lashon lechachila on the roof, on a boat. Amar apapa k'bishavuka kinegdo. If you have a light, you can shech at night. If you have a torch, then you can shecht at night. L'chadchila. When shouldn't you shecht at night or blind? Right? A blind always, but be shecht at night without a light. That's bidi eved. Amar Ravashi, dekanami, and I'll prove it to you. Diktani hasam, dum yada yom, dum yada suma. In the Tosefta, what does it say with Lila? Yom. Meaning it's like yom. That must be talking about a case of an avuka. Our Mishnah, dum yada suma. Suma can't see. So that's why that night in the Mishnah must be talking about a case without an avuka. Shma mina, so that's what we see. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more here. Shechitas Akum and Shechitas Lila, but we'll have to stop here. And with Hashem, we will continue.